You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Get started, so if everyone could take their seats, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
A spark makes a universe.
Welcome to Sotheby's annual auction of comic book art and comic book related items. We are especially lucky today to have on hand several originals from the legendary cartoonist Jack Kirby, generally regarded by fans and collectors as the king of comics.
An idea makes a spark.
Mr. Kirby's recent death has driven up the value of much of his work, and if you look in your programs, you'll see our appraisers' updated prices reflect that.
He comes into this real world fighting.
Our first item is Mr. Kirby's reproduction of the pencils to the cover to Amazing Fantasy number 15. First appearance of the superhero Iron Man. Spider-Man. I must confess, shockingly, I am not a comic book fan myself. I don't let them in the house, frankly. My boys fight enough as it is, but clearly, even if this isn't art in the traditional sense, it is a valuable piece of Americana, and the bidding will begin at...
That's enough. I don't want to hear that number. Nothing's worse than hearing what you're worth after you're gone.
Sold to the young man in the honor rock.
Ideas create universes, create characters, story.
Next up are the pencils to Mr. Kirby's cover to Fantastic Four, number one. The very first appearances of those characters from the movie.
But how a character finishes isn't up to him.
Now remember, even though this is commercial illustration and the artist has largely subtracted himself from the work to appease the marketplace, unlike the purity of a Rembrandt or a Matisse, these are still historically significant works.
Any more than how he begins.
So we have set the bidding to begin at...
You're supposed to grow up. You'll learn the world isn't divided into heroes and villains, but that never happened to me. From the day I was born, they were all I could see. Later, nervous Nellies would say, "Oh, that superhero stuff is too violent." Are you kidding me? Did you grow up on Suffolk Street, Lower East Side? It was like the farm team for the mafia. Wait, no, not like. It was the farm team for the mafia. Suffolk Street Jewish kids were always having to beat back the Irish Catholics over on Ludlow.
You lice, come out, you lice. Christ killers!
Potato fork!
Gonna yank down your trousers and make sure you're circumcised, kike.
Your mother found out last night, Patty.
Whew, you hymie Jew piece of shit. You talking about my mother? I'm gonna cut off the rest of it.
I like fighting. You know, let me express my creativity. You know, I used to take the train to different parts of town to pick fights, just to see the different styles in different parts of town. Not bad. Better uppercut than Ozone Park. But your dodging and weaving has got nothing on Flatbush. I give Hell's Kitchen a 5 out of 10. Running home from school in the rain when I first saw it. Rushing past me in the gutter, I couldn't have been much more than 10. I saved it. Just before it got swept into the storm drain. A pulp magazine. Science Wonder Stories. On the cover, a rocket ship blasting toward the moon. Spacemen with ray guns and shiny plastic space suits. Between the covers, escape into stories. Oh, such stories. Pirates fighting aliens on the moons of Saturn. How could a kid resist? There it was. For the first time, the spark.
Attention, Solar Legion. Fort Roosevelt destroyed by rocket cruisers of unknown identity. Scout units in Ursus Major ordered to inspect all ships in that sector.
Roaring rockets! Fort Roosevelt wiped out! I'll bet my wings it was El Ramis and her cutthroats! If I spot that she-wolf and her mangy crew, I'll blast them clear to... Uh-oh! Ray flashes!
And there was something. I mean, something. Where there used to be nothing.
What the hell is this? You little pisher! You've covered the third floor landing with your fakakta chalk drawing.
Well, go stick your ass in the sewer, you old cockroach. We can't afford paper.
Ooh, let's see what your father says about that. Kurtzberg!
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Dad. I just... I got all these ideas in my head.
Outer space stuff again, huh? You know what they say, if you fill your head with that garbage...
No.
Oh, what's happening here?
This space guy is fighting that space guy? Huh. And this one's saying, roaring rockets, blast them!
I don't see any words.
Drawings faster. You mad?
I'll just stay here a while. Watch you finish, if you don't.
He used to come in and just sit. So tired. How they used him in that sweatshop on Delancey, spitting out rags. 12-hour days, working, working. I was supposed to become him. I almost did. My father got fired from his job working that sewing machine the day I was supposed to enter Pratt on an art scholarship. The middle of Depression. I get the first art job I applied for. Unfortunately.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Doot, doot.
Annoying motherfucker, ain't he? You're gonna have to be stronger than him to be an in-betweener.
But we just draw the movement that connects keyframes in a scene. It's no biggie, right?
Just wait till you do it over and over and over.
Say the first keyframe was Popeye whipping out a can of spinach. And the next was him dumping the spinach in his mouth. My job would be to draw Popeye lifting the can at a 10-degree angle, 11-degree angle, 12, 13. Just eat the fucking spinach already!
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I live in the frying pan. I turned up the gas and blew off my ass. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
I might as well be running a frickin' sewing machine like my father.
Brother workers, where are your pensions? Where are your vacations? Local 20239 of the Commercial Artists and Designers Union has come to rescue you. We already broke the backs of the fat cats at Disney and Hollywood. Why should New York be immune? Rise up! Seize the means of production! Strike!
Strike! Strike! Strike! Strike!
Come on, Jack, join us! The line stretched from Broadway to 7th Avenue!
Oh, shows how much you know. You know who's behind the Commercial Artists and Designers Union? The Longshoremen. I grew up with these guys. Lansky's boys. Mobsters.
Hey, key animators are trying to enter the studio.
They said they'd stand with the in-betweeners.
Hold the line, boys. Don't let the scabs in. We outnumber the cops 10-1.
Time to try a different industry. Hey, where are you going?
I'm trying my luck over in comic books. You in?
Comic what?
The new comic books. It's like they threw out the rest of the newspaper but the funnies and sell them directly to kids for a dime a pop. They run out of syndicated stuff, now they're paying for original features.
How much?
10-11 bucks a page.
Point me in the right direction.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
Hey, I got 3 more pages to ink by noon. We need more coffee in here.
Let me see that clip, and I gotta swipe the punch in last Sunday's Terry and the Pirates.
Hey, wait your turn! I'm swiping it! Someone turn that radio to the Dodgers game, huh?
Yeah, screw you and your bums! The Giants are playing the Boston Braves over at the Polo Grounds!
Dodgers!
Giants!
I'm the king of the comics, boys! King of the comics!
You're the king, boss.
Apparently, we've been getting complaints about misspellings in our comic books, so I went out and got us an editor. He used to be a cartoonist in the Hearst papers in Syracuse, so watch your language. Boys, meet Joseph Simon.
Hello. I'm sure it's going to be a real pleasure working with you fellas.
You know, I once knew a whore in Syracuse. They said she was the best whore in town. I wasn't impressed. It's a small town. Meet my art director, Jack Kurtzberg. He was at Fleischer across town before they had their labor troubles.
Hi, art director means I'm the paste-up guy.
How do you do?
There better not be any labor troubles here, Sergeant. That's your job. I don't want no Rembrandt's production. That's my watchword. This comic book thing, trust me, it ain't gonna last.
The kids are all going nuts over Superman now. All they want to see is costumed heroes beating up mad scientists. But I've seen trends come, and I've seen trends go. And this one will be gone before the year is out. But before then, we gotta separate as many dimes from little monsters as possible, because
there are more morons than people.
Atta boys, carry on, Sergeant. I'm king of the comics.
You're the king, boss.
Okay, boys, what do we got? Third issue of Mystery Men comics, the fifth issue of Wonderworld comics.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot, Sergeant. Not long ago, I figured out a surefire formula for comic book success. Something every single Fox Features comic book story has to have.
What's that?
On every story, put a big explosion on the third panel of the first page.
What?
A big red and yellow explosion. Kapow! Third panel, first page. The kids eat it up like Pavlov's dog.
But...
Red and yellow, Sergeant, or it's your job!
I wouldn't worry about it, Joe. The boss is colorblind.
I gotta get out of here. Jack, I hate to do this to you, but I can already see we're running short on this month's Fantastic Comics. I gotta sign you another 8-pager due by the end of the week.
It's no problem. I'm not doing anything right now anyway.
What about that Blue Beetle story Fox assigned you this morning?
I just handed it to you.
You laid out and penciled the whole thing?
Yeah.
Before lunch?
Yeah.
This looks great.
Huh.
How much you making here?
15 a week.
Would you like to make 85?
Would I?
Meet me at my apartment tonight, Haddon Hall, uptown near Columbia. We want to increase our income, we got to increase our output. Marty Goodman over at Timely Comics is paying $14, $15 a page for new comic book characters. Between your speed and my horse sense, I figure we can triple the money Fox is paying us if we moonlight over there, too.
I've got some sci-fi strips I wrote and drew on my own. Cosmic Carson, he's just like Elliot Ness.
Elliot Ness never wore a fishbowl on his head that I was aware of.
You ever try busting gangsters on Saturn with that one?
That's cute, Jack, but we gotta go for something that'll sell.
It'll sell because it's good. What's so funny?
I love you. Seriously, kid. Deeply and truly. How did you fall into this racket again?
I was gonna jump off a roof if I turned into my dad.
Tell me about it. My dad was a tailor.
Mine worked in a sweatshop.
Pants.
Pants! Fucking pants.
I like this. I do, and I get it. You like the amazing story stuff, and that's great. But this isn't about what you want. This is about what they want. The kids want Superman, we gotta give them a Superman. Only different. An idea nobody's done before. Fox has got Blue Beetle, right? So why not different animals? Like a bird.
Hawkman, they got that at National.
Cat?
Wildcat, National.
Fish.
Submariner at Timely, Aquaman at National.
Okay, forget animals. Elements. Fire.
The Human Torch, Timely.
Earth.
Rockman, also Timely.
Air.
Airman, Centaur.
Water, ha! Aquaman, Submariner, right. Jeez, this is harder than it looks.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important news bulletin. Paris has fallen to the Third Reich. Nazi panzers and stormtroopers roll through the once proud French capital as British forces retreat. German Führer Adolf Hitler is now the undisputed master of the European continent.
Ich habe nun in diesen 5 Jahren tatsächlich errüstet. Ich habe die Milliarden dafür verwendet. Das muss das deutsche Volk jetzt wissen. Ich habe...
Say, maybe we're going about this the wrong way.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe we should start with the villain.
King Kirby.
Episode 1, The Spark. Written by Crystal Skillman and Fred Van Lente. Starring Steve Rattazzi as Jack Kirby, Amy Lee Pearsall as Roz Kirby, Joseph Mathers as Joe Simon, Nat Cassidy as Stan Lee, Timothy McCown Reynolds as Martin Goodman. Music composition and sound editing by Bobby Cronin. Original stage production directed by John Hurley. Recorded at Midtown Comics downtown in Manhattan.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.